This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds, so enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Young orphans sold into prostitution, captured, eyes poked out, forced to beg on the streets to raise money for corrupt people. I'm with a man of God who's doing something about it all the way over in India, and he is with me right now. Raju, God bless you. Life Givers Ministry, thank you for coming and visiting with me today and being a part of Wednesday in the Word, too.
Hey, praise the Lord. Good to see you, and I'm so glad to talk to you all over there.
The Lord brought us together through a mutual friend. A lot of you are hearing Truth Talk right now across the Wilkins Radio Network, one of our great affiliates of Truth Talk. Raju's life was changed, and thousands have been impacted by the generosity of Bob Chip Wilkins, my good friend. Yesterday, Raju, we both spoke at this man of God's celebration of life service. He has gone to heaven, and how God brought us together. Now we're sitting 2 hours away in Ontario talking about changing India because of Bob Wilkins.
Yes, the Lord used him mightily from the day beginning. The Lord introduced me to him. And God used him in a great manner. I praise God for the life that he lived. And praise God for the way that he loved the children in India and the entire ministry.
You're talking about over 1 billion people over in India, right? It's grown.
Yeah, it's 1.3 billion people there in India.
A lot of souls. The Lord is at work. A lot of Christians are suffering. You're on the front lines with your ministry, Life Givers. Let the children come to me. A great quote from Jesus. And your ministry, it took people like Chip Wilkins to bless and give. And you got up and you celebrated him yesterday and thank God for what he did, right?
Yeah, thank God for what the Lord has been using him in a mighty way. He loved the children in India. He loved us. He always loves the orphans, the widows, lepers that we raise with the love of the Lord, helping the society for the development.
How did God start Life Givers through you? Tell us a little bit about the story. You shared a little bit at the service yesterday.
In the year 1995, the Lord saved my life when the servant of God from this country came and preached there. So once I gave my life, I know the need of the salvation. I understood the need of people that need to be saved. Then I started to learn more about the word and preach the kingdom. Amen. And that's how it started. And once I was saved and I started to speak, I understood that me alone cannot reach India because it is 700,000 villages. And there are many thousands of villages, thousands and thousands of villages, not yet heard the name of Jesus at least one time. So we want to send the missionaries. In this situation, we understood that if we can help the children, raise them in the fear of the Lord, let them know Jesus, the love of Jesus, that they can go and share the love of Jesus. That's what we have been doing for the last 24 years.
Wow. And you started with how many, and now how many have been impacted by your ministry?
We have started with the 4 children, and now we have 120 children in the orphanage and 200 children in the day school, where we pick the children from the slums, bring them and teach them in the school, give them education in English.
Praise the Lord. So this is India, and God is doing a mighty work. And just yesterday, we celebrated the life of Chip Wilkins, Bob Chip Wilkins, man of God who helped support your ministry early on. And really, you call him uncle, right?
Yeah, he has been a great uncle, not just for me, but for all the children. He loves them. He sends candy every time I come, bags of candy, and the pens, pencils, toys, and all these things. Means he loves them. He loves us unto his death. I thank God for him. Because the Lord introduced me to him. In the year 2004, he was sitting in a small Sunday school there in Central Group Baptist Church. And someone said that we just returned from India, that is Sister Ruth, and said that Pastor Raju and Amini is working there in a small village with orphans. Then he said, is Raju? Yeah, I heard the name Raja last night. The Lord spoke to me. And that's how we were introduced to him. And since then, for the last 18 years, and he has been so good to us. And when he started to help the ministry, increased and increased, because children are always at the gate, hungry, want to get some food. Whenever we get a donor, we would like to take one more child and raise them for God's kingdom, give them the bright future to help India and to help the entire nation and to the universe.
Well, I know our Truth Warrior intern, Colby, has a question for you. He's with me. He's just been blown away. We came in here. We had no idea that Greg and the team got you here from Wilkins Christian Radio, and the service was in Rutherfordton, and we came down here, and this is amazing what you're doing with Life Givers, church ministry, leper help. Leprosy is still going on there. Children and staff, pastoral help, equipping pastors with bicycles to go and plant churches, tribal camps, all these amazing ministries. Colby, what is your question for Pastor Raju?
So in what ways can we help your ministry stateside? How can we pray for you? How can we give to your ministry so that y'all can be successful moving forward?
Well, prayer moves the hand that moves the world, it says. Well, I always say to people that please pray for us. And if the Lord blesses you with the funds, if you can give it to us, $50 can feed a child and educate a child for a month. And also $50 can help a leper for a month. And $100 can help a pastor where he can go and preach the gospel in different villages. Our pastors walk miles and miles. So we give them the bicycle. $100 can give them a bicycle so that he can go to one more village. So they can give it to us.
Praise the Lord. And you know, it's funny, interesting you asked that great question, Colby. Yesterday at the funeral service, I have a program right here I have a program here and I have notes from you and from Pastor Dickerson who gave a great message about the gospel. And he challenged everyone in that room. Bob Wilkins would want you to know Jesus. It was a real worship service, you know, inviting people to know Christ. And we challenged the whole Wilkins. They were all there, all the Wilkins brothers and sisters and youngsters and grandkids. Hey, keep Christian radio going. Bob, let's honor his legacy, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Your labor's not in vain, Lord. Keep the gospel on Wilkins radio and keep supporting ministries like this amazing Life Givers. In the comments and at the very end, it might not be on the program, but it said, yes, it's right in here. All the donations are going to go to Life Givers. And you can give right to Wilkins Communications, P.O. Box 444, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304. Just look up Wilkins Communication on the websites. Just send the money. Say, I want to give this to Life Givers to adopt an orphan, to save a leper, to help give a pastor a bike so he can, you know, plant more churches all up and down India. So that was so encouraging. How would you challenge us to live a life that matters, to really serve the Lord while we have time? We don't know when the king is going to return.
We do not know two things. That we do not know when Lord returns. At the same time, we do not know when God calls. We never know that Uncle Bob will go this soon. So yes, the Lord gives us the time. We have to utilize it as soon as possible. When you know the Lord personally, it's our duty to let us share his love. And you know, your labor in Christ will not be in vain. In the world, people are using their time and money for several things. But I tell you, those all things are not going to be worked out. But whatever you do in the Lord, preach, you know, the love of the Lord, that's you're going to be rewarded in heaven. And use it wisely, your time, whatever the Lord blessed you with. And Uncle used it very wisely. All his time he spent on radio, reaching the millions. I praise God for Uncle Bob and thank God for him. And I would encourage all the listeners, please spend as much as time you can sharing the gospel with others. And that is going to be your eternal property. Whatever you have in this world, one day we have to leave. But whatever you have there in heaven, one day you are going to gain. That's the difference. Wow. That makes the difference.
Amen. I remember the pastor quoted that verse at the service. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? So let's be profitable for the kingdom of God. Let's give. Let's sow. Let's invest. Let's be generous. It's all his anyway. I'm dedicating this whole segment here to my good buddy, Bob Chip Wilkins, who loved Jesus. He's in heaven now with the Lord, and he loved Raju, and he was a generous guy. He helped and gave to so many people, gave me a lot of great wisdom, loved his family, had his challenges like we all do, you know, had his struggles. But at the end of the day, he really did want to serve the Lord. And if you're listening right now to a Christian radio station, it's because somebody took the time and poured their heart and soul and life and investment and savings into buying this station to put the gospel on it. And the goal is to mobilize you. We're trying to say, hey, to you, listen, listener, wherever you're listening to across the airwaves, we're mobilizing you. You need to go. Either go. If you can't go, give. If you can't give, pray, right? And support ministries that are reaching the world for the gospel, like this amazing Life Givers, Raju. You're going to see Bob in heaven. We don't know, you know, it could be any time, right? Life goes by really fast. When you see Bob in heaven, when you walk up to him and give him that big hug, okay, oh, there's the website, lifegiversindia.com. Awesome. When you see Bob, Uncle Bob in heaven, okay, Wilkins, what are you going to say to that man when you see him in heaven someday in glory?
Well, that is going to be an exciting time. I know when I go to heaven, I want to see Jesus. At the same time, when I see Uncle Bob, I say, thank you, Uncle, for what you have seeded in India. See these all children supposed to become a thieves, beggars on the streets because they were orphans, no one to take care, maybe a prostitutes because no one to care for them. But you have supported them. You have given them the education. The Lord used you. Today, because of you, they have become nurses. They have become doctors. They have become engineers. Especially, they have become a pastor, serving the Lord across the country, even over the seas. Thank you, Uncle. And it's all God's grace. And the Lord used you. Thank you so much. And we love you. And we thank God for your family.
This is the Truth Network.